honesty, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the...
Welcome to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. It's hard to believe it's the final major of the year, the PGA Championship. Hi, I'm Bob Bupka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., better known as STL Golf Geek, a literally a golf icon in St. Louis. Jay, three majors already in the books. We're at the fourth and final one. Where did it go, my friend?
It has flown by. There is no doubt about it. And I'm looking forward to this week, as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, seeing how Quail Hollow plays as a championship, as a major championship venue, as opposed to part of the normal PGA Tour schedule. I think there's a lot of intrigue to that. I know they've made some changes to the golf course, which we'll talk about and hear about. But, Bob, we need to remind everybody who's listening to us right off the bat that the Grill Room Pick the PGA Championship winner is now open. Who do you think will win this year's PGA? Just email your pick to entry@thegrillroom.com. That's entry@thegrillroom.com. All entries must be received by noon Eastern on Championship Sunday, August the 13th. Fire your entries to entry@thegrillroom.com.
And, of course, the correct answer will get somebody a Vertical Groove driver in their golf bag, not only brand new one, but it'll be custom fit to your dimensions. And Jay, I know you've had some success with the Vertical Groove driver at Normandy, one of the fine golf courses in the St. Louis area. Share those thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a number of people try the driver, and everybody who's demoed the driver has purchased the driver in the last 5 days. That says something about the club. I was walking out of a quick shop this morning, and a guy said, "Are you still hitting that Vertical Groove driver?" And I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Well, I'm thinking about getting one." And I said, "Well, just go to vertgolf.com. You can customize it for yourself. It has lowered my ball flight. I'm hitting more fairways and hitting it longer. It's like a new beginning for me."
Well, somebody's going to have to hit it long and straight here at Quail Hollow if they want to win this 99th PGA Championship. A little about the field. It's 156 players, and 97, Jay, are the top 100 in the world rankings. I mean, this is a quality field, probably the strongest field in all of major golf.
I totally agree with you. You know, I think this and the Players' Championship are the top two in terms of the field. The fact that you've got 30 major championship winners who've got a combined 49 majors between them. And, Bob, we continue to talk about how global this game has gone. And this number is staggering. I don't necessarily think the 25 countries are staggering, but there's 73 international players, and those 73 represent 25 countries. So 25 countries represented in our final major of the year.
And a group that's represented and really is an important factor, as far as I'm concerned, about the PGA Championship. 20 PGA professionals representing 16 of the 41 PGA sections nationwide are involved in this. And Jay, you know all the pros in and around the St. Louis area. They really are the backbone of any golf operation. It's truly great to see 20 of them competing at the biggest championship in the world.
Well, and as you know, Bob, they've trimmed that number down. It was 40, then 35, then 25. I think they found the right number at 20, and it's an important part of this championship. And I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, nobody's, you know, those guys don't make a cut. It's been a couple of years." I don't care. Like you said, they're the backbone of this game, and I highly recommend to any of our listeners, because I see a lot of listeners or a lot of people I know that play golf that don't have a relationship with a golf pro. Bob and I have been so fortunate over the years to know so many golf pros, not professional golfers, but golf pros, guys that are in the shop, they're making coffee, they're getting out the carts, they're doing all the stuff, they're doing the clinics, they're closing up the shop. You know, introduce yourself to a PGA golf professional. Make a friend of a PGA golf professional, and that goes the other way. Those guys that are in the PGA now that make up the 41 sections, they need to do everything they can to extend their hand to the customer.
Well said, Jay. And time now for us to take a look at some of the players that probably have a very realistic chance of winning this major championship. And we have to start with Jordan Spieth, winner of the Open Championship. And as you know, Mr. Randolph, if he wins this week, he'll have won all four majors. He'll be the youngest player ever to accomplish that feat. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Jordan Spieth this week.
Sure there will be. I think you have to believe that, he'll feel a little of it. It'll be interesting to see. He knows the golf course, at least knows how it's been in a tour event. And, that this is the first chance. And there'll be a lot of hype about it, especially if he's in the mix going into the weekend.
Absolutely. And, everybody is saying that I've talked to, he's a young kid. Certainly he's going to win a PGA before his career is over. I'm sure they said the same thing about Arnold Palmer. He never won a PGA championship. So it's not automatic. I don't care how many you play in. You still have to get the job done. This is going to be the first opportunity for Jordan Spieth to complete that slam. And then next April, guess what? Rory McIlroy, who many argue, because he won twice here at Quail Hollow, is a logical favorite to win here this week. But Rory McIlroy, when we get to the Masters, Jay, he'll have his chance to complete the Grand Slam. He's won the other three. He just doesn't have that green jacket in the locker. But Rory McIlroy, certainly going to be a name bantered about. But before we even talk about Rory, we have some words from Jordan Spieth. You're going to be interested in this.
There will be pressure. This is a major championship. This is one of the four pivotal weeks of the year that we focus on. So there will certainly be pressure. I'm simply stating there won't be added expectations or pressure. It's not a burning desire to have to be the youngest to do something, and that would be the only reason there would be added expectations. The more years you go on playing PGAs and if I don't win one in the next 10 years, then maybe there's added pressure then. And hopefully we don't have to have this conversation in 10 years. But it was only 2 weeks ago that I was able to get the third leg, and that's so fresh in my mind. I'm so happy about that I can't add pressure to this week. I'm free rolling, and it feels good. I'm about as kind of free and relaxed at a major that I think I've ever felt. Almost like I've accomplished something so great this year that anything else that happens, I can accept. And that takes that pressure expectation away.
All right, now back to Rory McIlroy, Jay. And before we talk Rory McIlroy, we had an opportunity before the grill room started to get a couple of words from Rory McIlroy.
I've had a lot of success here before. I've always played well here. I've always felt comfortable on this golf course. Feel like the golf course gives you plenty of chances. It's going to play long this week with the weather. Obviously, there's been a lot of rain over the last couple of days, but excited to be here. This has been a week I've been looking forward to for a long time, and I'm glad it's here, and I'm glad I'm showing up for this week, feeling like my game is in good shape as well.
And Bob, I think it's going to be very interesting for Rory because of his knowledge of the golf course, the way he kind of was very steady last week at Bridgestone. He's starting to build momentum. You'd think Jordan would be the favorite by far, but I think a lot of people are starting to get a good feeling about Rory this week in Charlotte.
And, of course, being here, Jay, I've seen that, there's a lot of humidity in the air. The grounds are really soft. And what does that do? That favors one of the longest hitters of a golf ball in the field. And that certainly belongs to Rory McIlroy. And from your experience playing this game, there's nothing like going back to a golf course where you've done well before. And I would say winning twice here at the Wells Fargo on this great golf course certainly qualifies as doing well.
It just gives you a boost of confidence. You get a little spring in your step. You're feeling good about what place where you've been before. You've had success. You've hoisted a trophy. It's kind of the perfect golf course for him. So I think, he is my pick. I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm going to go with the guy so many people are going with, Rory McIlroy. And Bob, you mentioned length. And even though he has not played his best form since the injury at the Masters that kept him out of it, Dustin Johnson can win at any time.
Yeah, absolutely. And since you were bold enough to make your pick of Rory McIlroy, I've had a Dustin Johnson feeling coming into this week. And as you alluded to, he certainly was in rare form going to the Masters, having won the three previous events, fell down that flight of stairs at Augusta, had to withdraw from the Masters. Really hasn't been the same since April, but I got a feeling he's rounding into form, and this is a big boys golf course, and nobody hits it any bigger than Dustin Johnson. Here's what he had to say.
In the golf course, I really like the changes. I think, you know, it's in fantastic condition. You know, greens are perfect, fairways are perfect. Obviously, with the rain, it's a little bit wet, but it's going to play long. But, I mean, I like it. I like the way it's set up. I like the holes. You know, I'm excited about the championship.
Well, if we go from one big hitter to a next, Jay, we certainly have to talk about the winner of our U.S. Open this past June in Erin Hills.
Well, absolutely. Brooks Koepka, and he played well at the Open Championship. I mean, clearly when you take a step up and you win a major championship, it changes your whole perspective, and the majors become even more important. I think it's a pretty good golf course for him. Again, he fits into that mix of when he needs to take it deep, he can. I think he's got a big shot this week.
Yeah, he hits it a country mile, and a lot of confidence, and you might say, well, he might be exhausted after winning the U.S. Open. Well, he tried a different route to prepare for the Open Championship. He took a month off, but right now I think he's at the peak of his game. And, hey, we'd be remiss, Jay. We got to mention his name. He came so close at Royal Birkdale. Looked like he was going to win it. He's 39 years old, has yet to win a major championship, but has all the talent in the world. A former U.S. amateur champion, Matt Kuchar, you got to give him a shot.
Well, and he's kind of a Southern boy from Atlanta and played his golf at Georgia Tech. So, you know, it's kind of in his area there. You get close at a major championship and you're Matt Kuchar's age and you've contended in a couple, but never slammed the door. You start thinking, how many more shots do I have? And maybe getting close at the Open Championship. And, other than Jordan Spieth with that incredible rally, Matt Kuchar was really close to hoisting the claret jug. This would be a perfect spot for Matt Kuchar to get his major championship.
And you know what's fascinating, Mr. Randolph? When we used to do these preview shows, we would have already stopped with names that could win. But we're just beginning now. I mean, what about a Justin Rose, U.S. Open winner? Zach Johnson, two-time major winner, a Masters green jacket and an Open championship. Both those guys. This is a very difficult golf course. As the course gets harder, you look for players that, you know, are really sharp with their short game and you know, not worried about distance. Certainly, Justin Rose and Zach Johnson fall into that category.
Well, and you look at Zach Johnson, who played so well, especially the first three rounds at the Bridgestone Invitational. And you know Firestone, even as old as it is, it's still kind of a beast in spots. It's a big boy golf course, too. So that's got to boost Zach Johnson. I mean, like you said, Bob, we could spend 2 hours on names. I mean, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood from over the pond, Ricky Fowler, who's played so well there. At Quail Hollow, you got two veterans, both celebrating, hard to believe, their 100th major championship. Guys that used to compete against each other in junior golf, Phil Mickelson and Ernie Els, two of the great players in the game, their 100th major. And then, you know, the guy who you've talked about really for 2 years now, Hideki Matsuyama, after that just take over the golf tournament performance on Sunday at Bridgestone, he's still in search of his first major. I mean, you're right. It used to be you'd have 5, 6, 7 guys. Maybe you could get to 10. Now you got 35, 40, 50 guys.
You know, it's amazing you mentioned the name Phil Mickelson, Jay, playing in his 100th major. And earlier today, despite the fact that this is his 100th major, first time ever, I saw him in Bermuda shorts. They lightened up and said players could wear shorts during practice. I tell you, it was hard for me to make the adjustment visually, seeing Phil Mickelson walk by with a pair of Bermuda shorts. I almost felt like telling him where the members' tees were.
The real question is, did you wear shorts?
Well, we wouldn't put that harm on anybody. And Ernie Els, the other guy competing in his 100th major. I mean, when we look back at the careers of both Phil Mickelson and Ernie Els, for all of us that really love the game, collectively, we owe them a big thank you. I mean, they have done so much, and they've done it with style and class and dignity, and they make more people want to play this game. And, you know, as a professional, when you can accomplish that, when you can make other people want to play the game, you've done it right.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And both give a lot back, Ernie with the autism stuff and Phil with all that he has done. And you think about both were on that just superstar track, and they both have been superstars in the game, but they both were right in their prime when a guy named Woods came along and changed everything.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Jay. Who knows how many majors both Phil or Ernie would have won without the super talent of Tiger Woods dominating the game for so long. And certainly we want to mention the name John Daly. I mean, it's hard for me to think back. Crooked Stick, the year was 1991. John Daly was the ninth alternate to get into that field, and he wins the PGA Championship. He did validate it. Anybody that thinks it was a fluke, he went on later in 1995 to win an Open at St. Andrews. So it really wasn't the fluke that we thought it was, but hard to imagine 1991, John Daly, and this week playing that vertical groove driver. Hey, could he work a little magic? Who knows?
Yeah, you know he's going to try everything he can do to make the cut, and we've talked about his confidence now with the driver. I saw somebody did a Snapchat of him in his shorts, which is not unusual for him, but he was hitting that driver. And the confidence, I notice it when I go to the tee each time. I just kind of hold the driver and I feel like, hey, I'm going to hit this thing good. And it's a boost of confidence. So, John, you know, I don't think there's any question that Big JD could make the cut.
Well, as a reminder, as we go to break, time to enter the Grow Rooms Pick the Winner contest to win a vertical groove driver. And why don't I get Jay Randolph, because he was a real stick in his day, and he has put the vertical groove driver in his bag for only one reason. Yes, they are a sponsor, but I know Jay well enough. He's not going to put anything in his golf bag that doesn't help him play. Let him tell our listeners a little bit about a vertical groove driver.
Well, help it has done. I'm hitting more fairways, I'm hitting it further, and I feel more confident. The vertical grooves on the face of the club produce a tighter dispersion, less spin, and greater distance. And for all you mathematicians out there and scientists, it's true. Less spin, more distance, that's the good thing. The other thing is that confidence you're going to have like I do when you step to the tee. And also, may I say, They've sent it in a package that is second to none. It's packaged up. You get a beautiful bag tag with it, customized just like your driver. Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Go to vertgolf.com like so many of my friends are. Customize your new driver and feel the difference. You will play better. You will definitely play better off the tee. Order yours today, vertgolf.com, or just email in your pick to win one. And tell us who's going to win the PGA Championship. Send your winner to entry@thegrillroom.com. That's entry@thegrillroom.com. Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
When we come back, we will have some breaking news.
You're listening to The Grill Room. Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowles Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par three as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old school golf at its finest.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to the Grill Room.
Welcome back to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Jay Randolph Jr. with my man Bob Bupka, who's down at Quail Hollow getting ready for the 99th playing of the PGA Championship. And Bob, before the first ball is hit, there is some breaking news from Charlotte and from really the PGA of America, and then conversely from the PGA Tour.
Okay, Jay, let's listen to Pete Pavakwa with some exciting news about the PGA Championship.
We at the PGA of America have decided that starting in 2019 at Bethpage State Park in New York, that we will move the date of the PGA Championship to May. We're unbelievably excited about next year at Belrive in 2018, which will be played in August as our 100th PGA Championship. But as we turn the page to our 101st PGA Championship, we will be moving it to May. And we're really doing this primarily for three reasons. It's in the best interest of the PGA Championship. We feel that it's in the best interest of the players who play in the PGA Tour, the PGA Championship, and around the world. And maybe most importantly for our organization, it makes the most sense to our members. Such a large percentage of our members start and are active in their golf season in May. And for an organization whose strategic mission is to grow this game, we just feel May is a far more powerful date for us to contest our major championship.
Certainly exciting news, but not all of it. Let's listen now to Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour.
Today is an exciting day. We are thrilled to announce that in 2019, the Players' Championship will move to the month of March. Coupled with the PGA Championship's move to May, these two significant changes, we think, will greatly enhance the professional golf calendar. Our thanks to the PGA of America, and I thank Pete. I also want to thank Paul Levy, Susie Whaley, Jim Richardson, the entire board of the PGA of America, because this decision and this partnership allows us both to reach our long-term objectives while delivering incredibly compelling golf to our fans around the world. And I want to stress that we expect these moves will help us to grow our fan base as we move forward with these changes, and we think that's very important, and as Pete said, in the best interest of this game.
Well, the much-anticipated moves of majors, as I'm calling it, the PGA Championship traditionally has been the last major of the year for quite some time. I believe it started in the 70s, but that's no longer going to be the case. The Open Championship will be the last. We're going to have a major now in the month of May, which is when the PGA Championship is going to be contested. Of course, April, we have the Masters. June, we have our United States Open. And July is the Open Championship. I just like the flow, Jay, of four majors in 4 months. And I think, you know, it's going to raise the level of awareness for the PGA Championship. A lot of people are saying, well, it really is important because it's the last one. I'm not buying into that. I think contesting this in the month of May, it's going to open up some new venues that they couldn't use previously. I just think it's a great idea, and I really can't wait to hear what you think, Jay.
No, I concur with a lot that you've said. It's going to bring back the Florida swing. The Players' Championship will now be contested in March. It gives you 5 consecutive months, March through July, of signature golf events. Whether or not you consider or want the Players' Championship to someday be a major, it stands on its own. It's its own championship. It's the Players' Championship. And Davis Love III said he loves the move going back to March. It brings up a couple of thoughts. And you were dead on with your analysis of this will allow other golf courses and places, which the PGA has taken a risk going to Charlotte and then next year coming to my hometown of St. Louis with the potential of heat. It looks like they're going to dodge it this year. They dodged it in 92 in St. Louis, but it works out so much better. It opens up a lot of different venues that they can go to. My question, Bob, when this initially was announced, is what happens to the FedEx playoffs? Now the major championships end mid or the third week of July. Are we going to see the FedEx Cup playoffs moved up like so many people have believed they should be before the National Football League, which we all know is still king, kicks off its regular season?
Well, I think you're right on the money, and I think that that's probably the motivation behind all of these moves. I would say two things, Jay. Certainly trying to not go up against NFL football, and the with the Olympics looking to be now a steady part of the golf calendar every 4 years, now they're not going to have to make the adjustments every 4 years. It'll flow very nicely with the PGA Championship being contested in May. Matter of fact, we have some words from Rory McIlroy on the very subject.
It just has a better flow to it, I think. So I've been a big supporter of it from the first time I heard about it. And the announcement today, I think, has been very well received by a lot of the players in the locker room. And obviously, it's still a couple of years away. But I'm excited to play a schedule like that going forward. It should be good, especially with President's Cup and the Ryder Cup now, obviously, every year. I think... it just gives especially the American guys who have to play a team event every year as well, it just gives them just a little bit more time. And overall, I think it's a great thing.
Well, and Rory and a lot of European tour guys know that this is going to impact that schedule. It's already been announced, Bob. I mean, almost moments after the announcement by the PGA of America and the PGA Tour, the European Tour announced that the BMW PGA is going to move from May to September. And as you and I have talked about on a number of occasions, there's so many global events. There's that trio of events down under in Australia in December. You've got big events on the European Tour in January. This game, we've got to remember, has gone global. I've heard a lot of people say, well, what happens in September and October? Well, you're still going to have Ryder Cup. Guys are going to have places to play if they want. And then the tour will stay probably with that wraparound schedule starting the 1st of November. And I think when it's all said and done and we give this thing 4 or 5 years, we're going to be really excited with the way everything looks.
Just moments after making the announcement, the CEO of the PGA of America, somebody I'm proud to call a friend, Pete Pavacqua, happened to walk into the media dining area, and I sat down alongside of him, and I really wanted to find out if there was any pressure for him to do this. And you know what he said, Jay? He said, Bob, we've looked at this from every possible angle, and the PGA of America comes first in their thinking as well. It should. Certainly, they want to help out the PGA Tour. They want to help out golf in general. But Pete Pavacqua said, after analyzing everything, it makes perfect sense to play the PGA Championship in the month of May. Some of the reasons we've already discussed, the nice flow, the opening of different venues that'll be available. Yep. In May. And you made a great point. I mean, yes, it looks like this year, Quail Hollow, we had anticipated high heat, maybe in excess of 100 degrees. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Same problem is going to rear its ugly head next year. At Belle Reve in August, Jay, it can get pretty toasty out there.
Oh, it certainly can. They lucked out in 92 when the PGA Championship was at Belle Reve. It was a dream week. It never got really above 85. It was somebody looking down from above or something. But, you know, I think that the true golf fan is going to take a look at this and really be licking their chops. Because, as I said, that Florida swing, which people love because of Doral, or back in the day Doral, but now with Innisbrook and Arnold's Place and then the TPC Sawgrass, then you move to Augusta. And you know, a month and a half, or a month later, there you are at the PGA Championship. And those guys are getting ready for the Open. And it flows into the oldest major that they play, the British Open. And that'll be the finisher. And I just think that, you know, a lot of things have made us wonder. Some of us are still even a little unsure of the FedEx Cup. But I think this is a move that most golf people are like, you know what? This makes sense.
You know what makes sense? Putting a vertical groove driver in your bag. What makes even more sense, we're going to give you an opportunity to get one free. How do you do that? You enter the Pick the PGA Championship winner, and all you have to do is write down, send an email on who you think is going to win this 99th PGA Championship, and you send your entry into entry@thegrillroom.com. That's entry@thegrillroom.com. All entries must be received by noon Eastern on Championship Sunday. And once again, that address, very simple. That's entry@thegrillroom.com. Guess what? We're going to give you an opportunity. Want to send in more than one entry? You go right ahead. In case of a tie, all winning entries will be pulled out of a hat to see who's going to win a brand new custom fitted vertical groove driver. And once again, those entries have to be in noon Eastern time this coming Sunday, Championship Sunday.
Just to remind you, the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, is proud to be entertaining the active men and women in the military, both at home and around the world, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network. The Grill Room can also be heard on KTRS, the Big 550, in St. Louis, Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, and Spreaker. We're everywhere.
All right, Jay, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, more about the PGA Championship.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par three as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
Welcome back to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf. Just surf on over to vertgolf.com and customize your driver. Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf. Well, Bob had a chance to catch up with Chris Nowak, involved with PGA Hope, and all the great things that they do for disabled veterans and getting them involved in our great game of golf. And it does a lot of good. And let's take a listen to Bob Schatz with Chris Nowak.
It's a well-known fact that golf has its four major championships, but this next event I'm going to talk about, certainly major to a lot of people, myself included, and I want to welcome to the Grill Room Chris Nowak, and he's got information about the second annual Secretary's Cup. It's a competition for veterans who have taken up golf after becoming disabled. Am I right, Chris?
Correct. What we do with PGA of America has a program called HOPE, and the acronym stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's an 8-week program in which we provide veterans with golf instructions from a PGA professional in a group setting, and we start from the grip all the way up into the 8th week where they're playing 9 holes of golf.
It's amazing to me because a veteran myself, I always feel that as a country, as a whole, we don't do enough for our veterans. And to have the PGA of America get involved in this PGA HOPE, it truly brings a smile on my face, Chris.
Yeah, Bob, I really appreciate that. And you touch on a key point. In our feeling at PGA of America and for my fellow veterans, what we want to do is remind everybody it takes a nation to heal a veteran. The VA can't do it alone. The government can't do it. We all need to pitch in and help. And the PGA of America is pitching in with their HOPE program.
You know what amazes me, having played golf for so long, no matter what was going on in my life, when I was on the golf course, I didn't have time to think about anything else. And I got to believe that this is the therapy for the veterans.
I couldn't say it better myself. We call that a moment in time, Bob. What we want to do is we want to give these veterans that moment in time. And so when they're playing golf, like you stated, you're not thinking about anything else than striking that golf ball. So you're not thinking about the trauma that you experienced, the trauma that you've witnessed yourself, as well as the issues you're dealing with when you get home. So that's what we want to do with the HOPE program. We're not looking to get anybody out on the tour. We're just using it as therapy to help veterans in their recovery process.
You know, Chris, just reflecting for a moment, I can't believe any one of these veterans can line up a 10-foot putt and think it's pressure if they flash back to what they went through and what they exposed of themselves for our country. Certainly a putt is not pressure.
You know what, Bob? You're making me nervous. I think you may have my job. You understand the program so much and doing such a great job explaining it. You're absolutely right. And that's what we're doing at PGA of America. Allowing veterans to do something, get out, be involved in the community. Once we give them skills, the skill set of golf, they can go play golf with their friends who didn't serve and still have that camaraderie like they're back in the service.
And being back and being woven into the, you know, thread of our country is what we're striving for. All right, we had the second annual. Where's the third annual going to be? Do we know yet?
Oh, yes. We're following the PGA Championship. Wherever it goes, we go. And we'll be the Sunday before it like we were this year.
And next year it's going to be contested?
Yes, sir. In St. Louis, we have the Gateway section, the Carolina section, the Met section, New Jersey, and Philadelphia section sending teams.
Well, I'm going to make an announcement on the Grill Room right now. Our co-host, Jay Randolph Jr., is involved with the Normandy Golf Club in the St. Louis area. It's the oldest public course west of the Mississippi. And any vet that goes there and mentions your name, they'll receive a special discount to play a round of golf at Normandy. And that's our gift to you guys.
Well, I thank you very much. And, you know, it goes back to what we were saying before. It does take a nation. We all need to chip in. And gestures like that help us so much.
PGA HOPE. If you see anything about it, get involved. It's one great organization. And Chris Novak, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.